The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, to The Last Savior, a program dedicated to exploring the vital and timeless subject of Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So stay with us as we journey through knowledge, reflection, and spiritual awakening right here on IRIB English Radio. And in the studio, Dr. Ali Alavi is here to help us with to understand more characteristics. First of all, let's welcome him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we have in Surah Isra, verse 71, that on that day you will be called by the imam of that you have selected. Like the groups, people won't be called with the names, identity cards, the passports. The worldly identity does not matter. But what matters is the imam they have selected in this world. And that's how it becomes important, because this person that we are following in this world is going to be our imam leading us in that world as well. And for us, yes, definitely it's Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And we're here to discuss more about him. We're here to reflect more on him, on his knowledge. And here, Dr. Ali Alavi is going to help us. Well, we have talked about Imam Zaman a lot with you, like we talked about the garment, the foundations, the characteristics, and a lot of things. Well, today, one of the characteristics that you mentioned already in the previous episode was the universal garment of Imam. But I want you to draw parallels with history, like when you go to Prophet Dawood, then also Suleiman. There's this, we have seen already that in history, that time as well, that it was universal. So how is it different? I want you to draw parallels with the government of Imam Zamana.
Well, it's good to compare the government of Imam Hadi alayhi salam and the government of Prophet David and Prophet Solomon, or Suleiman and Dawood. Because there are some common points between the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and the government of Suleiman and Dawood.
Right.
And we have lots, a lot in common, as the number of the companions of Imam are very similar to the number of companions of Dawood the prophet. And also other aspects that we are not going to get in those actually similarities now. But we want to say that in a hadith that Imam Ali Salam and Baqir Ali Salam talks about the scope of the government of Dawood and Suleiman, actually he actually mentions that the government was from Shamat till Astakhr. Astakhr is an area in the southwest of Iran.
Right.
Sorry, southeast of Iran. So I want to say that it was something from, let's say, Syria today till a part of Iran.
Okay.
So it means that it was not something worldwide like what we're expecting the government of Mahdi alayhi salam is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the hand of Mahdi, will actually will open the gates of east and west.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it means that there is no area in the east or west that is actually
lacking the knowledge
hidden
of Islam,
or that is free from, I mean, the existence of companions of Mahdi alayhi salam,
right,
or the message of Mahdi has not reached there.
Uh-huh.
So I want to say that there is no point in the world that is without the message of Mahdi alayhi salam, or there is no one that actually hasn't heard of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his message. Or
mm-hmm.
So it means that it's something quite worldwide in the true sense. I mean, it's not something that actually is going to be for a limited area, a limited, let's say, geographical borders that are for some limited areas. So it's not going to be for a limited area.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, it's quite famous that Prophet Suleiman or Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, they have been ruling over the whole world. But the areas that were under their government, they are under their governance, were, I mean, based on what we heard in the history or we studied, and the narrations were limited to these areas. More interestingly, let me tell you, we have this the story of Bilqis, that we have the story of the king of Yemen at that time, that when Sulaiman alayhi salam had a trip to some area in his own government, and he noticed that the pigeon that it was among his, let's say, army, was missed. I mean, they were all searching for it, but no one could have any news from that pigeon.
Right. What happened then? Let's keep a curiosity and learn more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Dr. Ali Alavi is with us in the studio, and we are learning about the parallels. We're drawing parallels from history, like the time of Prophet Dawood, when there was also a government that was spread across, but also drawing parallels with the government of Imam Zaman. Yes, you were telling us this story, and we reached
I wanted
point.
To say some. I wanted to brief some Quranic proof that when Sulaiman, the Prophet alayhi salam, actually wanted to punish his pigeon who was belonging to his the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he asked it that, where were you? He said that I was watching an area, a scene from some people that they are not worshiping the God that we are worshiping. They are worshiping differently.
Okay.
Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam got astonished and said, is it possible that in my own governance there are some people who are worshiping? Is there any other, let's say, government parallel to mine? Then he took his messengers to, then he sent his messengers to find that government in an area of Yemen today. That
right.
And he actually discovered, okay, that there are still some people who are not worshiping God. And a lady is actually worshiping that area. A lady is governing in that area. So I want to say that even in the government of Sulaiman alayhi salam, not very far from his, let's say, governance area, even in Yemen, close to that area, he understood that there are some people, some communities, some countries, or let's say some cities, that they are not worshiping the God, the Allah, or the Lord of Sulaiman.
Right.
So I want to say that.
So there have been existing some areas, there have been some gaps that it was not occupied everywhere, it was not.
Yeah. I want to say that even that later on, that Sulaiman alayhi salam actually invited those government to get converted to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they finally accepted, and whatever happened. I mean, this is a long story, and the way that they have been the way that they have been summoned to Palestine and with their own crown and everything.
Yeah.
So it was interesting for them, and they agreed and they accepted to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be under the leadership of Sulaiman, the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. But here in the time of Imam alayhi salam, it's quite different, because we have the manifestation of this verse of the whole Quran, verse 55 of Surah An-Nur, chapter Nur, that says, لا يشركون بشيئا. That is, there is no area, there is no place in the sin of the earth that is not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
It's from east or west. I mean, we have, from America, from Africa, from every part of the world, all of them will be under the leadership of Imam alayhi salam and under the worshipping, actually, movement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the leadership of Imam. So, there is an interesting point here, that what happened, what made power to Sulaiman alayhi salam? Bi-idhnillah, by Allah's permission.
Mm-hmm.
There was a ring in the hand of Sulaiman alayhi salam that gave power to Sulaiman.
Yeah.
So this ring is inherited by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So it is with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So this power bringing ring that actually comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Sulaiman was through his ring. So this has been, this will be inshallah with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Yeah. All the inheritance of other earlier prophets, like the stick of Musa will be with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the stone of Musa alayhi salam, the shirt of Joseph Yusuf alayhi salam will be with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and also the flag and the weapon of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be with Imam Mahdi. So he will be benefited from all the inheritance of earlier prophets,
right?
And he's coming equipped with all these things. I mean, so
indeed,
he has a sign from Musa, he has a sign from Isa, he has a sign from Nuh, he has a sign from Yusuf.
Others, yeah.
So he brings all the beauties of earlier prophets, and he comes with all those signs. And I mean, the beauty of his government is that Isa alayhi salam would be one of his ministers.
Right, indeed. As we discussed in the characteristics. Well, we will discuss more with you, Dr. Levy, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is the last savior which comes to you. The final victory.
I know he's one of the Ahl Bayt and the last one. And he's going to change the world.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Alavi is with us, and we are drawing parallels from history with the time, the future, like when Imam is going to rule. So we talked about Prophet David, Prophet Solomon, and their rule, and we're comparing it with the rule of Imam Zamana. We reached a point where you said that Imam will be inheriting from everyone, everything. For example, you said the ring that gave power to Prophet Solomon will be inherited by Imam Zama itself.
Yeah, so there are some other differences between the government of Mahdi alayhi salam and the government of Solomon, the Prophet. That the judgment criteria of the government of Prophet Solomon and Prophet Dawood differs with the judgment system of Mahdi alayhi salam. At the time of Suleiman and Dawood, the judgment system was based on what? Based on the evidences and taking oath. But at the time of Mahdi alayhi salam, it will be based on the realities and facts, and also the unseen knowledge of Imam alayhi salam.
Yeah.
So we want to say that he has something, an added value to the to whatever the earlier prophet had had.
Yeah.
And though we have in a hadith that even Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, for a very short period, had this judgment system based on the facts and realities, but it was for a very short time. So I want to say that even the judgment system for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would be more developed. And among other astonishing and interesting affairs at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the concept of raj'ah, or return. So this concept of raj'ah might be very difficult to be understood and to be digested by some. But I want to say that no, it had happened already in the history. We have heard the name of Uzair, the prophet.
Here.
Uzair. He was actually thinking about this concept of resurrection day. I mean, he was thinking. He was asking by himself that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it possible that you make us alive again?
Yeah.
So he had just this question.
How can dead come back to life?
How can dead come back to life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him sleep with his donkey next to him.
Yeah.
And he slept for almost 100 years.
Yeah.
So he came back to life. You see, I mean, this is raj'ah. What do
and
you mean by raj'ah? So we had
raj'ah
for Ashab al-Kahf, for the people of the cave,
right?
Companions of the cave. I mean, if resurrection can happen, so it's not even far-fetched from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it even in this world for the people, as it had happened already for Uzair and Ashab al-Kahf and others, right?
Right.
So I want to say that there are some extraordinary and astonishing actually affairs that happen, that the best of any community, the best people of any community and any nation will come and experience the beauty of Madhav Utopia.
Indeed.
They will have this chance to get back to life and to come and see what is happening in this world, and the beauties of this world will be given to them. And we have in some hadith people like Salman, people like Miqdad and Malik al-Ashtar will be among the ones who will come back to this life and will taste the beauties of this life, inshallah.
Inshallah. So having talked of the characteristics of this garment, and when we drew parallels from history to the future, again, only one thing just comes up, and that is may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Azam, Allahumma ajil li waliyik al-faraj. Thank you so much, Doctor, for being with us and helping us with all these beautiful insights. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab. Until another episode, signing off. Take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.